My voice, you know, I got this scout troop here in town.
Right, yeah.
These boys was a couple of my, three of my little boys were running around there laughing and carrying on about it. You know, and I told them, I said, now listen, boys. I said, you can't take a designated few people that lived in the South, how they done, and judge all white people by it. I mean, there's just no way that you could say, well, this handful of people out there done this, that's the way all the rest of them are. That's just not true. That's not the way other people are. Somebody set them free, didn't they?
Yeah.
Those were also white people, too. I didn't like the movie myself. It didn't appeal to me, you know. It just started off trying to have the Negro a little bit too noble.
I agree with you. Well, the cases were, yeah.
Mostly, you know.
It was lopsidedly presented.
It was.
Yeah, it was absolutely.
You could tell the author was kind of prejudiced to start with. And you could tell it. See, was the way he brought the thing across, you know, is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a slap at the white person.
Yeah.
Because you never... What got me in it, you know, instead of... I mean, even to the last, you know, the white people were bad. You know.
Yeah, that's true. There probably wasn't one white person in that show that was as good as any one of the...
If you'll notice during parts of it, the white person will start in a way of doing something good. And then they'll show a series about, the, you know, them treating the Negro pretty good, mm-hmm. you know. And then they'll jump in there with selling this girl or something like that, you know, and they're and going to another place and raping her and everything, beating them and showing. It wouldn't let old honky get up too good.
Yeah, that's right. Well, okay,
That's their opinion of things. It didn't bother me none.
Yeah.
Just didn't come across too well to me.
Yeah. We were talking about things you might find. Thing that I was talking about was, you know, they raise them down in Florida in trees.
I don't know.
You know, they just had a...
We don't have any oranges here.
Yeah, right. Okay, and...
It's just a fruit. It never... You got to have a warm climate year-round to even for a orange tree to even survive.
Okay, what about little red?
Tree?
Yeah. You get that?
We don't have too many of them. It's just very, very few of them around here. It's just, this part of the country is just not adaptable for it. I mean, it's usually some fruit trees will live in this part of the country, but... Just others had to have a warmer climate and different soil texture and stuff. And
other kind of nuts you know about?
Hickory nut.
Yeah, walnut.
Walnuts, yeah. They got walnuts all around the schoolyard up here.
And you got to get that soft kind of outside.
I've seen squirrels. I don't know how them jokers do it, but you can take a hammer and you can just raise cane on that walnut and not. It's hard to bust. And those squirrels and jokers can just take and just eat right through and just clean the whole thing out. It's just unbelievable.
Do you ever remember your father ever making syrup any kind?
No.
He never made it?
No. We didn't make any syrup any kind at all. We always had the old... The old sorghum syrup, you know, we always bought it.